This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. More Latin American countries are flirting with ending drug prohibition. While that's all to the good, says Cato Institute policy analyst Juan Carlos Hidalgo, laying down arms in the war on drugs won't end the bloody turf battles among rival drug cartels.
Central America is one of the hottest battlegrounds in Washington's hemispheric war against drugs. Most of the cocaine that comes from the Andean region goes through Central America and then to Mexico and then to the United States. It is estimated that 90% of the cocaine consumed in the U.S. goes through Central America. And these countries have very weak institutions, and they're already among the most violent countries in the world: Guatemala, El Salvador, Belize, Honduras. And as pressure mounts on Mexican cartels in Mexico, they have been increasingly moving their operations to Central America, and that has created a lot of concern about security in the region. President Otto Pérez Molina won the election in Guatemala a few months ago, promising an iron fist against organized crime and using the army to battle drug cartels. At some point, many people feared that his strategy was going to backfire, as it has in Mexico, where President Felipe Calderón took the army out of the cartel, out of their headquarters and into the streets and fight the cartels, and crime has skyrocketed in that country. But surprisingly, since his inauguration, President Otto Pérez Molina has said that he supports drug legalization, and now that he's going to even propose drug legalization in Central America in an upcoming summit of Central American presidents.
This is from the Associated Press. Perez got his first public support on Monday at a security meeting with El Salvador President Mauricio Funes, who has said he is also willing to consider legalization.
Indeed. Apparently, the idea is gaining momentum. Mauricio Funes is a left-of-center president in El Salvador. And ironically, Otto Pérez Molina is a conservative former general. So you have like presidents from both sides of the political spectrum in Central America supporting drug legalization. And then you have in Colombia President Juan Manuel Santos, who has said repeatedly that he will support drug legalization if that's the common consensus among the nations in the hemisphere. Recently, the Speaker of the Colombian Parliament said that drug legalization was the answer to the drug problem in the region. So I think that the idea is gaining momentum in not only Central America, but also in all of Latin America.
Now, just to reiterate, these countries are either having drugs transported through them on their path to the United States, or they're actually producing drugs, which are primarily for consumption within the United States. That doesn't do a lot. Even a legalization in those countries may protect them from some turf war violence that may occur within their countries, but it doesn't do a lot to help Mexico.
Indeed, it doesn't do a lot. As you said, most of the drug that goes through Central America comes from the Andean region, from countries such as Colombia, Peru, Bolivia. And increasingly, in the last couple of months, there have been some methamphetamine labs discovered in Guatemala, which shows that maybe like the production of synthetic drugs from Mexico is moving towards Central America. But yes, as long as the main consumer of drugs doesn't follow the lead of Guatemala and these other countries in discussing legalization and eventually adopting legalization, it won't do much in decreasing crime and violence in Central America if these countries, either just Guatemala or some other countries in the region, adopt legalization.
To what extent is U.S. pressure driving the policies in these countries as compared with public opinion within those countries?
I think that Otto Pérez Molina's decision is pretty courageous. Certainly, there is a lot of resentment in the region because they feel that the United States is not doing enough to help them fight this battle that is basically imposed by Washington on them. The latest budget of the Obama administration is cutting spending on drug efforts in the region significantly, And that has driven people, especially in Colombia, to question whether it is worth to continue this fight. But I think that it is still a very unpopular move among the electorate in the region, which is kind of conservative, to propose drug legalization. It's a pretty radical idea. But I think that among the political class in some of these countries, the idea might take hold. And I think that we have to applaud President Pérez Molina for his courageous stand on this issue.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is a policy analyst for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at elcato.org and cato.org.